I am Astro. I like Tang.
I am Tang. I like Astro.
I am Mars.
I like Nina.
I am Nina. I like Mars.
I am Pluto. I have a map. The map is big.
I am Dixie. I have an apple.
I am sad. The apple is bad.
I am Tang. I have a pet cat. The cat is at the vet.
I am Eva. I have a hen and a pig.
The hen is red. The hen is in the pen.
I am Ina. Nina likes to play ball with me. I like Nina to win.
One sunny Saturday, Grandpa and Amy went to watch Sam play in a football match. Sam's team won.
Congratulations, Sam, said Grandpa.
Thanks, Grandpa, said Sam.
Sam took out two lollipop candies from his bag and gave one to his sister. He threw the wrapper on the ground.
Please pick up your rubbish and put it in the bin, said Grandpa.
But there is no bin here, said Sam.
Then keep it in your bag until you find one, said Grandpa.
It's just a tiny piece of paper. It's not a problem, said Sam.
Littering is a huge problem, said Grandad angrily. When you throw something on the ground instead of in a bin, it makes places like this nice park dirty. Rubbish brings insects and germs that cause disease, explained Grandpa.
Oh, said Sam.
Disease?
Asked Amy.
Sickness. Littering makes people and animals sick because it causes pollution, explained Grandpa.
Littering makes animals sick too? Asked Sam, surprised.
Yes. The wind blows the rubbish on the ground into the rivers and seas. The animals there eat the rubbish and get sick, answered Grandpa.
Can the water become too dirty for drinking or watering plants with? Asked Amy, sadly.
Listen and read. Gigi is a giraffe. She comes from Africa. She lives at the zoo. Gigi is very tall and she has a long neck. Gigi can reach the top of the tree. She loves to eat green leaves.
Chapter 1. Gateshead Hall. There was no possibility of taking a walk that day. We had already trudged drearily through the leafless shrubbery in the morning, clouds glowering above us, and now a seemingly endless rainfall had made us prisoners inside the house. I was not unhappy to have been spared a walk in the cold. I especially dreaded the return at twilight, with the cold nipping at my fingers and toes. The Reed family, who had taken me in after the death of my parents, were reclining together on the velvet sofa. Mrs. Reed had her arms around her own children, Georgiana, Eliza, and John, and gazed at them happily. To her, they were the epitome of perfection, exactly as children should be. She glanced over at me, and her face fell. "You," she said with disdain, "sit elsewhere. I do not wish to see you until you can behave like a good child."
At a distance, the two lovely women walking in the splendid gardens appeared to have not a care in the world. Having been friends for many years, these women were deep in conversation as they strolled past the blooming rose bushes. One was bestowed with flowing golden locks that reached down her back and shimmered in the sunshine. Her name was Hermia, and though she was beautiful, her face was wrought with distress.